Hey, what's up, guys? It's Pat, Kath, and Eli.
Hello. Hi.
We're here. We're all drinking hot cocoa.
I have a little peppermint schnapps in mine.
I'm wearing a shawl collar sweater.
Ooh.
I'm wearing one of those really funny mass-produced ugly sweaters you can buy.
Yeah.
You know, some of those things.
One of those things.
Mine is mine just says Die Hard is a Christmas movie on it.
Sick.
It's really good.
Is it?
Good.
Explain to me.
Mine just says mine just says bacon on it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a pretty epic sweater.
So, yeah, we're all here enjoying the holiday season, and we can't be in New York, but we wanted to give you guys a little present from us to you.
Yeah, we're all on Santa's sleigh.
To tide you over. That's right.
Yeah. As you're listening to this, we are all spread across the country enjoying our families and
Santa's
Santa's
sleigh.
What? Santa's. Okay.
I'm in Santa's sleigh.
This is getting weird already.
Eli,
we're like 3 minutes
Eli
in.
Eli might need some help. Hey, so look, we put this together for you guys. It's a little something to maybe help with a little bit of holiday travel and that kind of stuff. It's just a little collection of some of our favorite animal related stories. And we will be back after Christmas and we'll see you guys then.
Of course, our favorite animal of all is Rudolph, the red nosed reindeer.
Yep.
Sure.
Thanks.
Well, bye.
Bye.
Okay, this is probably short and sweet, but I've been laughing about this like all week. So there was like a Coast Guard patrol in like off the Central American coast looking for drugs. And surprise, they found some drugs, you guys.
What?
Believe it or not.
In the sea?
In the sea. They found some drugs. It was like a ship had like either people saw the Coast Guard and like got away or like abandoned the ship for some reason. And they found they busted a bunch of people. They found 15,000 pounds of cocaine, 14 pounds of weed, which is like, if you have 15,000 pounds of cocaine, why do you have 14 pounds of weed? That's just for you.
To lower you down.
Yeah.
To keep, you know,
that's
to chill
just for
you
like,
out after you do 15,000 pounds of cocaine.
That's just like the stash of the people on the boat. Like, you're not even selling that.
No,
that's just
their,
for fun.
Yeah. You're on a boat. You're probably at sea. Like, that's what you'd have to do. It's like the Navy, like pirates or whatever. They'd have like a barrel of limes so they don't get scurvy and just a barrel of that devil's lettuce.
They're just out there listening to like fucking Wynwood and shit and just getting smoked out. You know, that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, being high on a boat sounds excellent. But the best thing about this was that they found a floating pile of 2,000 pounds of cocaine. And a sea turtle had somehow been tangled up in it, so it was just like
the most illegal version of those like soda can rings.
Yeah.
You got to cut the cocaine bags before you throw them in the ocean.
Yeah, but so then the sea turtle gets all fucked up in cocaine. That's
the sea turtle definitely has plans to open a bar or something. The sea turtle was up all night planning something.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll help them get from the beach to the water without getting eaten by a pelican.
Let's do a little bit. We'll do a little bit, and then you know.
Turtle's just swimming in circles super fast. It's just, you know.
Should we get more? We should get more.
We only have 2,000 pounds.
This is like that. Like, I have a bit about where I always, because I think science is too nerdy and they don't do fun stuff. And it's like the same thing. Is it like a turtle? It's like, what would happen if you give a sloth cocaine? What would happen if you give a turtle cocaine? Just go regular speed?
Version of science is just giving cocaine to animals.
Yeah.
That's all you want.
Okay. Call it a study, whatever you need to do. But I want to know, if you give a sloth cocaine, does it go normal animal speed? And I think that that is something that everyone wants to know.
It's not a bad question.
I mean, are you both curious now that you're thinking about it?
A little bit.
Yep, because I'm a scientist.
I really think if we gave turtles cocaine, they could get out of their little nest and go in the water and not get eaten.
It's like, hey.
You know,
when you said
die?
Their little nest, I thought you were talking about their shell.
Yeah.
I was like,
just get so high, you ran out of the shell and just immediately die. Just like,
the shell is part of their body.
Yeah.
I know somebody who has...
cocaine.
Guys, what are you doing later?
Should I text someone right now?
I think it's really funny when people get turtles as pets because they live forever.
Oh yeah.
So like,
and they smell like way bad.
They smell so bad.
Like, so bad.
Way
they
bad.
Live really long.
They smell way bad. They live really long, and like, you can't, if you touch them, you have to wash your hands immediately or you get salmonella. They're like the worst pet.
They're really bad.
I just know like several like aggrieved turtle owners that just wish they didn't own a turtle anymore.
Yeah. I love this idea that you buy a pet and you just like spend the rest of your time resenting it for still being alive.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate birthday gift for an enemy is to buy them a pet turtle.
Buying someone a turtle is
I got you this endangered tortoise.
Yeah.
If it dies, you'll go to jail.
Yeah, I wrote a sketch about this where it was like a group of friends after it was when all that looting and shit was happening, the riots.
Uh-huh.
And it was like three friends that had they'd just been looting, and they're like, "What'd you guys loot?" And one of them was like, "I looted a TV." And I was like, "I looted a PlayStation." And the third person's like, "Fuck, man, I panicked. I looted this turtle, and I just like robbed a pet store and took a turtle. But now they have to take care of it for like 100 years."
Oh, I watched that sitcom. Yeah, where they have to take care of a turtle.
Provisions for the turtle have to go in someone's will. Like if you have a tortoise, like you have to like who gets it, how to take care of it.
You give them the shitty little terrarium.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
And you have to like create their environment, so it has to be like a hot little area too. Like the whole thing, it's like. Just don't. Yeah, I say this as somebody who loved. I would have loved to get a turtle conceptually when I was a kid.
Turtle is bad. I feel like a bird is a really bad gift or pet. Like who
they don't
wants
like
a bird?
They don't like you.
I mean, birds.
I had a parakeet when I was growing up, but like there was no like there was never any sense of like recognition. Like it was just like
parrots are bad. I don't think
like,
birds are that.
Having
my old boyfriend in Austin had a joke where he said, "Why would you get a bird when you could just tape a dirty diaper to, or tape an alarm clock to a dirty diaper you found at the beach," which is what a bird is.
I mean,
it sucks.
I mean, the thing about birds is like, it's not like a pet that you have that like you'd like, it doesn't show you any affection. It's like, you're literally just like keeping it trapped.
Yeah.
Like
it's
you're just
life
like,
you bad. You become it doesn't a like
warden.
You.
If you buy a bird and you have a bird in your house, you become the warden of bird jail. That's what you
Why
are.
Why do people like sharp pets? Just don't get a sharp pet.
Yeah, get something cuddly.
It's all pointy. Like, ugh. Get out of here.
I don't know. Somebody
can do this. Just do this too. Like
no, bird will freak out.
No, not done.
I mean, have you seen that?
Shit everywhere. They're just like spraying that awful like white bird shit like, and just squawking. And you're like, good thing I'm not lonely anymore now that I have this shit machine that won't stop screeching at me.
It's a screaming poop factory. That's what it is.
Ferrets are insane that people like.
Ferrets smell really bad.
Like, it's crazy that someone got
ferret
a pet
people,
ferret.
Ferret people are weird.
Someone got a ferret, and then somebody else was like, yeah, this seems cool.
I want this.
What's like, the ferret ponytail linkage? Do ferrets, like, give you, like, a brain parasite that makes you grow a ponytail?
The one... Yeah.
It's like toxoplasmosis, but it's ponytails.
The one ferret guy I know is literally the lizard man. The man with all the tattoos on his whole body with all the scales.
Yeah.
That guy has like 3 ferrets.
No ponytail. If he's a lizard guy.
Still no, he's
the worst
bald.
Decision he's made. No, but I'm
just kidding. Yeah, so his biggest regret. No, like, but I just feel like that's like, isn't that like the epitome of a ferret guy? Like,
ferret guy. I feel like ferrets, ponytail, swords.
Yeah,
but I feel like those are all sort
kilts.
Of. Yeah,
ferrets are
working
like,
in IT.
Working in IT.
Physically, ferrets are cool looking animals, but the stench. Is so overwhelming.
And again, they don't care about you. There's
Do they have
no
like
affection.
Glands?
Like,
are they one
the...
of those like they like mark? They have like
yeah, they're like
in
foxes. They have like stink, stink. Yeah.
Also, they cost like $70.
Too much.
No, but that's like that I couldn't get it's over like that. I was in the pet store with my mom. I was like, everything is so cheap. It's like the stakes are so low for
it
all
is
these
true.
Animals.
Like it's weird that you can buy an animal for so cheap. Like it's crazy. It's crazy how cheap stuff is.
Like parakeets are like $25. It's like Jesus Christ. This thing could
this
live for years.
It's like,
but if it dies, like, all right, go get another yellow one.
It's like
I guess.
Nice steak.
Not even. It's like one seamless meal.
Right. Yeah. It's 100% one. It's a seamless meal. But like, yeah, ferret. Like, you're getting bigger. Okay, this feels more like a real animal. But like, fish, forget it. Unless you're getting some weird tropical fish. Like
I'm looking
$5.
Up how much a turtle costs. A turtle that will live your whole life.
Well, like a tortoise is
$20.
Turtle.
$20. Well,
that's probably not one of the little
like a box turtle.
You can ruin your life for $20.
But they need so.
I don't think they live as much.
They need so much equipment.
Even like
so
the little
stuff.
Box turtles live a long time. They don't live like 200 years like a tortoise, but they live a long time.
Also, the fact that tortoises live 200 years, I like to point out, like. That should be proof enough for, I think, pretty much
anybody who's wondering about religious stuff, it's like, yeah, we're definitely more important than the thing that lives 200 years. Like, we're definitely the most important thing on the planet right now.
That's like that great...
Certain moss lives to be thousands of years old. It's like, well, again, yeah, why wouldn't... If we're made in God's image, why don't we live the longest? Like,
right.
What's the deal here?
So you're saying God is a fungus.
He has an average lifespan of 72 years.
Yeah.
That's like the great... That's the best... Rob Cantrell is like a funny DC Comics best thing about tortoises and all that. He's like, you want to know why tortoises live to be 200 years old? It's like, because they don't do shit. It's like, you want your computer to last? Shut it down.
Go listen to that guy. He sounds great.
He's very funny. He's excellent.
So this guy is all coked up. He definitely... like I said, he's going to start a band or open a bar, one of those things.
My friend Pat... I found out about this because my friend Pat tweeted about it, and he just tweeted, like, it was something like, I've had food poisoning all day, I'm, like, on my deathbed, but I just need to say, that turtle's the plug, ML now! Like, he was just like, I'm dying, I'm shitting my brains out, but I need to put this on the internet, that the turtle is the plug.
How did the turtle not die?
I don't know, man.
Do turtles just have like an insane tolerance for cocaine?
Yeah, they go so slow. Like if they take cocaine, they're just like normal.
Can you imagine a tortoise doing like a long ass line of cocaine, just like walking so slowly? Just like. Just like minutes.
But that wouldn't work because by the end of the first like chunk of the line, it'd be walking at dog speed. Is what I think what Kath was saying.
Yeah,
that would be very disturbing to watch.
It speeds up as it goes down the line.
It gets down the line, and all of a sudden it ends up. All of a sudden, it has like a white blazer and sunglasses somehow midway through.
Yeah, it just ends up at One Oak, and it just walks right in. Whatever. Oh damn! What's up, tortoise? You're back.
All right. Well, that's.
Yeah, he gets a spoiler put on his shell.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
So this is about Pebbles, the emotional support hamster. Which, okay, this is a thing that's happening with like airlines now, where they're starting to finally revolt against people just bringing weird animals and saying that they need them for some reason.
Yeah, just an animal with a poncho, and they're like, this
right.
is, you know,
which like
an animal with
there
a
was
poncho.
A lady who brought like the emotional support peacock.
Vests? I don't know.
And like. Peacocks are not like friendly animals, I don't think, right?
No, they're pretty mean.
This
from
is
what
just
I
somebody
know.
Who didn't want to like
birds
pay
are
to
mean.
Get it somewhere. Or
birds
whatever.
Are mean. We've discussed this
yeah,
before.
Birds are not.
Birds are not cool.
So anyway,
puffins
so
maybe.
This is along
like
the
line
because people
seem nice.
Because I think people were taking advantage of this, you know, whether or not they're being honest or not about it, but like. Bringing like emotional support pigs, which are then like running up and down the aisles and shit.
How excited would you be if you were on a plane and
I would
a pig
not be,
was
I would not be that mad
aisle.
About a pig running up and down
yeah.
the
aisle. Be delighted.
And then like, you know, like the
getting into the peanuts.
Yeah. Like,
oh, it'd be great.
I mean, I know because my parents, when they bring Willie to and from, you know, Connecticut and Florida.
Can I interrupt very quickly?
Yeah.
I have a note from my roommate about Willie.
Okay.
She was like, you know, I don't know, Patty. My roommate has not met you.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, I was confused. And if any ladies are into Patty, he should probably clarify. You post pictures of your dog a lot. It makes it seem like you hang out with your parents every day.
Oh, interesting.
So if anyone is like worried about that... Patty's mom sends him pictures of the dog, and he posts them.
No,
he is not hanging out with his family every single day.
I still live with my parents.
That would be the sickest. Like if you had the Instagram account of like a jet setter, you know all those like pictures of like your feet kicked up in first class.
Yeah,
just because you're flying to your parents' house over and over and over. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah. Those are pictures that are fed to me. So that's not.
Yeah.
I'm not taking all those.
She just wanted me to make it clear as a favor to you.
I appreciate that. I don't think the hand on my parents will be enough or will be needed to drive people away. I can take care of that all by myself, folks.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Pebbles a support hamster.
Yeah, so this girl, this young lady, Belen Alda Cosia, was
now?
Flying home from college. That's her name. I don't know.
Is that a tablet that was found?
Yes. But she okay. She was flying Spirit Airlines, which, first mistake, expecting anything nice to come out of Spirit Airlines is not gonna work out. But she says she checked in advance multiple times, I guess she called some customer support rep and said, can I bring my pet hamster? And the person said, probably, like, I don't know, I guess. Like, I can't imagine it was, like, totally.
I'm
like,
sure this is definitely... they thought it was a prank, and they were just like, I'll fucking play it straight, because I don't give a shit. But yeah, you can bring your hamster.
And,
bye.
And apparently the hamster was certified by her doctor as an emotional support animal, which, that to me is, like, the equivalent of, like, a doctor just, like, giving people drugs without, like, checking to see if they have any symptoms.
That's the weed card of emotional support animals. Come on.
But fine. Again, whatever. I don't know. I guess, like,
I mean, like
holding
a
little rat somehow makes her feel better.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, it makes sense that it would have, if it's her pet and she loves it, do it emotionally. There's lots of stuff you love that you can't bring on call, like, an emotional support thing.
This is my emotional support rifle.
Yeah.
Loaded rifle.
I feel so much safer and more at ease when I have my rifle.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll through the security check line and be like, this is actually my emotional support whiskey handle. I just emotionally feel a lot better if I drink this handle of whiskey on the plane.
Emotional support zombie killer. To go back to
this is my emotional support kukri.
Epic bit. Yeah, a lot of kukris. Okay, let's not get back into that. So she gets to the flight. And she's got the doctor's note or whatever that says she needs this hamster to feel
good. I really
liked
your description of hold this little rat.
Well, yeah, it's like the opposite of a rat.
Like, I know, but like, come on.
No,
okay.
It's a little rat. Hold this little rat in your hand. Make you feel better.
I just imagine you.
It just kind of sits there and shivers. Like,
I just like imagine you like a bitchy flight attendant that's like, who's this little rat? Just like,
can
like
you get
a
that
John
rat
Waters
out of here, please?
Time.
Yeah.
Well, you got a filthy little rat.
Look, the story is not okay. So she gets on the plane, or she's told that she can't bring the animal on the flight, so she can't bring Pebbles with her. She's basically caught between a rock and a hard place here. Like, she's flying home for some.
She's
kind
caught
of
between a pebble
a
and
rat
a hard place.
And a hard place.
God damn, it was right there.
rat or pebble? Sorry.
Yeah, a rat and a hard pebble. Okay, so she she was flying home for a medical issue. She was told she couldn't get on the plane.
Flying home to get more hamsters.
With a hamster. it was actually for surgery for the hamster. But she had
go fix my little rat.
So it's like. So her friends were all far away, so she had no way to, like, no one to pawn it off on. It's like, can you watch?
So they were like,
Pebbles?
You cannot take this on the plane.
So
she's just standing in the airport holding a little rat.
She had no family. She's not old enough.
You got to chug the whole rat.
Right. She's not old enough to rent a car. So she's got this whole laundry list of what she can't. You know, she had no way to get. So an airline representative apparently suggested that she flush the hamster. Now.
Yeah, probably, but like as a joke.
I don't.
Here's what
there's a couple things
joke.
About this that I find. Yeah, I don't think that's going to be serious. A thing what somebody would seriously say.
Well, the thing that confused me is, so I don't want to jump ahead, but apparently the flight attendant or whoever said, you can flush it or you can let it go outside, and she chose the one. You would think a beloved pet owner would not choose.
Right, that's what I mean.
I mean, how long is it going to live outside? It's going to get hit.
Like,
yeah,
for, like,
but,
first of
yeah,
all.
Yeah, but you don't kill it yourself.
Right. You're free
you just
got
to go back and check it.
Pebbles,
then it's
you're
fine.
Free. Yeah, but just hide it in a bag.
Well, that's the thing. But,
you have to check it.
Yeah, but it's like, well, it's got to be like a gate agent, right? But here's the, I think if they said that, they probably were like, I don't give a shit, flush it. Like, just that.
Yeah,
like, sort
yeah,
of like,
yeah.
But
like, you're holding up the line and this isn't real.
A hamster's so small. That like
sneak it in.
Yeah, this is like it's like when it's like someone trying to sneak like your dumb friend trying to sneak like candy into a movie theater, and then it's like, I have some candy, is that okay? And they're like, well, now I have to take your candy.
Yeah.
I don't care, but because you told me.
Bounty for all candy.
She ruined it for other four friends that also were trying to get hamsters on that plane. God damn it, Bericola, or what's her name? Rosetta Stone.
Balin Rosetta Stone. Wow.
What is it? It's like Balin Curricula.
Balin Aldecosea.
That's a totally normal name.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know.
I also feel fine making fun of her name because I've seen a picture of her and I know I'm not being culturally insensitive.
All right. Well,
I do want to say before we go on, I had the best version of emotional support animal possible on a plane when I was going to Austin. I was sitting in the window seat.
Uh-huh.
There was a guy sitting on the aisle seat. And in the middle seat, he had bought a seat for his pug. And that is who I sat next to for 3 hours.
Much better than a person.
It was so good.
I strongly would prefer that.
Was it sitting kind of like vertically?
His name was Bentley. He fucking ruled.
I feel like dogs don't like sitting up like that for that long.
He didn't. He wasn't sitting up. He was sitting like a...
He was like a little loaf of bread.
Yeah, he was like a little loaf of bread. He just kind of curled up in the seat.
That's all pugs. Yeah. All pugs are basically a loaf of bread.
Pretty much. It was great.
I respect him. I'm glad he had a good flight.
I want to believe that if she had bought the Pebbles a seat, he would have been allowed.
I think so, but I think
that's crazy.
I mean,
I know, but can you imagine how funny that would look? You could, little hamster sitting with a little seatbelt on,
just in a wheel. Just in a wheel.
That's not gonna.
He's in the
landing
thing.
Gear. No, he's in the landing gear, running as fast as he can.
That's the only way he's allowed to come.
Yeah.
So he can run.
I took that the wrong way for a second. I was like, ooh.
Oh yeah, no, that wasn't the joke.
Also, just put him in the little, you know.
But she says
the pocket in the front of you.
Yeah. Put it in the pocket with the Sharper Image catalog.
Yeah, I don't really know. I think she was kind of screwed because she gave up the story about that. She wasn't trying to sneak it on.
Legit. Right.
So once you get up to the front and you're like, the gate agent's like, no, you can't bring the hamster. It's like, okay. And then you leave and come back. It's like, you still have the hamster, don't you? It's like, no.
Walking all tight.
Yeah.
I mean, also, the hamster
is
an animal historically known for fitting an asshole. So I feel like but I guess you couldn't love it quite as much if it had been in your asshole.
Because you wouldn't respect it anymore?
Like, I guess. Know. You'd just be like...
But her description, probably not. Her description of what happened was...
I was hoping for a bigger laugh on that. I thought that was funny.
Well, the size of laugh is 1, 2, or 3 people, so...
Yeah, but I got none.
So she says, one of the representatives started giving me little tips, like, oh, you should just leave her or flush her down the toilet. Pretty good tips. Yeah, I wouldn't use tips to be the... Hey, here's a tip.
That's in WikiHow.
Kill your animal. Kill the pet.
It's like VH1 where it pops up and it's like... She could shoot the hamster in the head.
So she considered letting Pebbles
shoot
go.
Shoot the hamster in the head.
Just
how do you pinpoint a hamster's body part to shoot?
With a red dot sight.
Very carefully.
He sniped the hamster.
But she thought it was more humane to flush Pebbles than to let Pebbles roam around outside, which I think was the wrong call.
Yeah. I would think.
I was going to... Yeah, I'm just gonna come out and say it.
Yeah,
like definite death versus like probable eventual death. I feel like you give him a chance. You know,
if there's two things that Pebbles loved, it was drowning and shooting through a tube real fast. So I thought I'd give her a real soldier's send off.
Yeah, and because everything this is like a, you know, national news story. Spirit has confirmed. But look, Spirit Airlines, you know, you got to pay a fee and not have to kill your pets. Like that's like the kind of airline this is. You know,
it's
like,
true.
Hey, you want to bring both your shoes on the plane? Well, that's a $10. Yeah, you know, like the tickets are cheap, but so, you know, not the most compassionate airline to be trying this on, I guess. Yeah. But
R.I.P. Pebbles.
Yeah, Pebbles.
We miss you.
Could have had a chance to go out a little more valor. Could have been like a Disney movie, you know, if that feels like a kind of a Disney movie beginning.
That's what caused all this, you know, hubbub is that she was a military hamster.
Yeah.
And then some lady stood up on the plane and started singing the Pledge of Allegiance. Right. They were playing taps as the toilet flushed. And then you flush the hamster and then you flush an American flag. Then you flush another toilet 21 times.
Yeah, you flush 21 bullets down the toilet.
You flush 7 toilets 3 times.
Just groups of 7 bullets, handfuls at a time.
I'm imagining her like letting Pebbles go out like in like the arrivals, you know, part out by the, you know,
just immediately like, rolled over by a carry-on bag.
Like a hawk picks it up or something.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that
squirrel thing?
The video of these people, this sweet old couple releasing a squirrel that they have nursed back to health onto a tree, and then immediately. A dog just grabs it off the tree and eats it.
Yeah.
Like right away.
There's also like that one of people like release a dove at their wedding and like a fucking peregrine falcon is like wham, just like dive bombs it super hard.
Sorry guys, nature horrifying, but
it's bad.
Yeah.
It's more natural than getting flushed down a toilet while you're alive. Yeah. So RIP Pebbles. Pebbles sent to a watery grave.
That's because if the hamster had been on the plane, all these
Pebbles and Osama bin Laden.
Pebbles the hamster, dead at whatever age. Yeah.
Pebbles is on the plane. Now all these birds of prey, these raptors, are attacking the plane because they're trying to get to that sweet prey. trying to get that hamster.
That then, sweet little rat meat.
Yeah. Right after she flushed the toilet,
it'll kill.
Already got our money's worth off that soundbite. Edge Thank you, Shelby. Expert.
Yeah, it's like going down the line of the people in Forge and Fire. First one's like, I made a wakizashi. Second's like, I made a kukri. Third's like, I made a traditional buoy. And the fourth is like, I made a filthy little rat.
Just swinging it by its tail. That stuff. It's like not doing any damage.
Put a hamster on the anvil. Just put a hamster on the anvil and just crushes it with the first thing. You're like,
hitting a rat on coconuts. Like, it's not doing any damage to the coconuts.
For this challenge,
it's
you have to make
a lot of damage to the rat.
For this challenge, you have to make a functional blade out of, and it's just a cage of hamsters.
If anyone from history is listening, we have some ideas.
We have some really, really good notes.
Definitely actionable ideas that will definitely work.
Forge and Fire is nothing compared to hamster roasters. Same set.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Guys, there was a horse in the damn club this week. That's
horse
number one.
In the damn club.
A horse in the damn club. That is how we kept referring to this story when we were planning this episode. It was like, okay, Patty, you're going to do Dolphin Guy, and Eli, you're going to do Cigarette Ape, and then Kath, you're going to do Horse in the Damn Club.
These are all like characters from a great cartoon I would love to watch.
This is alternate it's universe like, Heathcliff. Yeah, it's way
better. Cigarette Ape, Robot Wolf, and the Horse in the
Renegade
Damn Club.
Renegade Otter and Horse in the Damn Club. This is a Saturday morning cartoon on our hands right now.
I mean, the Horse in the Club is so good because it's basically like a circa 2015 tweet, but it's real. It's like,
yeah.
Is this motherfucker riding a horse in the club?
It's by this. It's whoever brought you the cop starts breakdancing tweet also wrote Horse in the Damn Club.
It's a line break joke. That's
cool. So in Miami, of course, it was Miami. A club was shut down after a video went viral of a bottle service waitress riding a horse into the damn club.
Yeah.
A white horse,
she
naturally.
She
worked there. It was a bottle service delivery. Like, she was bringing someone like a bottle of Ciroc on a horse in a bikini. That was the thing. It was like, she was. And then there's a video because obviously the horse got spooked because it's in a damn club and it threw her off.
That's
who
like
thought this was gonna work.
Yeah. Okay, also, that's like you don't ride
whose horse is this?
Don't ride a horse in a bikini. That's like so little.
It's gross.
You're
getting
like horse. Yeah. That's like basically you're up a dolphin man at that point. There's a lot of
contact. There's like her butt is like on the horse.
I haven't seen this
like
photo
her bare butt.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is a bikini. It's not as big of a horse as I thought it would be. I imagine like a huge
stallion,
horse.
Stallion.
It's, like
it's
like a Shetland pony.
Yeah.
Like the Budweiser, like Clydesdales or whatever.
Clydesdales. This is just a Budweiser commercial. Clydesdale clops into the club.
You bring in, everyone brings in, just every time you order a beer, someone has to ride a Clydesdale. It's like in those ads where they go in the cooler and there's like a guy holding the beer that he got from like the Arctic, like those ads.
Oh, yeah.
But just
reaches
that
through.
I just wonder, like, if you get shut down for this, like, what's your counter? Like, what do you? Well,
I'm sad to find out it was an employee because I was
you
hoping
really,
that the fact that the horse made it into the club meant that the horse made it past the bouncer. Like, I just love the idea of someone walking, like, riding up to a bouncer at a club on a horse, and the bouncer's like two. Like, me and the horse.
Yeah.
It's funny, like, in Austin, even, which is, like, not rural and not even super country, you know? Like, it's Texas, but it's not, like, super, super cowboy country. You would see people just riding horses down the street, like, all the time. Like, as transportation. Yeah. And it would be, like, obviously, it's, like, I feel like that's, like, the Austin version of being, like, the guy with the snake or something.
Yeah.
Where it's, like, oh yeah, just riding my horse.
Or the guy with the bird. I mean, there's a guy in the East Village that just like has a bird on his shoulder.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's funny because I feel like up here horses are like preppy shit, and down there it's like the most like, not even like redneck like racist white redneck people. Just like weird, out in the middle of nowhere like creeps.
Yeah.
That's who rides horses.
Did you like
deliverance creeps ride horses?
Have you ever seen the guy in Bushwick who has like a fucking mountain cat? It's like a cat, but it's not it's not a domestic cat. It's not like a puma, but it's like a wild cat that he I don't know where the fuck he got it, but he brings it to Pine Box. And he was at my show once, and so he came back into the back of Pine Box to watch my show, which is this Thursday at Pine Box. And it took a shit on the floor before the show started, and then is this more Credence?
my phone just started playing music.
It's not a feral cat because also like it's much larger. No, I know than what
it
is.
It's like it's called like a
loon cat or something. There's a name for it. And anyways, he took it in the back for the show, and it took a shit on the floor before the show started, and I saw it, and I went over, and I was like, hey, man, I think your cat...
And those things take big shits, right?
Yeah, that was the thing. I was like, I think your cat had an accident, and he just goes, oh, she doesn't do that. I was like, who do you think shit on the floor?
Yeah, it wasn't.
There's a fucking turd the size of your cat's butthole on the ground. It's your cat did this. Yeah, my mom has a
serval.
Feral
it's
cat.
Probably a serval, right?
Maybe. Yeah, it's some shit like that. It's only that. Also have a feral cat. You have Willie. We have a...
Bushwick is full of feral cats.
No, I'm saying my mom has a feral cat.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, did I tell this? It'll be a short story, but my mom has a friend who lives in like the Appalachians, I think, the mountains or something, and he has a cat. That cat is fixed. And his fixed cat went out into the fucking woods and dragged back a pregnant wild cat from the woods, like a full-on feral woods cat. And then that cat gave birth, and... My mom's friend was like, do you want one of these feral kittens? And my mom was like, yeah. And she adopted it, and it's kind of a nightmare. It's a very
it's still
nice
a nightmare?
Cat.
It's usually better, if you get them as kittens, it's not that bad.
It's better. It like loves my dad very much. It hates me because I've never lived in the house since had it.
And you're
it's
like big
feral,
and have a beard. And
it hisses at me a lot, but only when my parents aren't there. It's like very weird and creepy.
I'm the favorite child.
Yeah, it's playing mind games with
you,
it
sounds
like. And
it bites my knees at like
just
2
your
in
knees?
The morning. Yeah, it goes to fucking town on my kneecaps with his tiny ass
this
teeth.
Cat is like, I feel like this cat is... like waging psychological warfare at you.
I mean, all cats are. That's what cats
that
are.
Is kind of what cats do.
Yeah, they just like,
hey buddy, doesn't matter how tall you are, if I take out your knees, you're gonna die.
Exactly. Yeah.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. So I'm in bed already. So
you
like,
wake up and the cat's
it.
Just smoking a cigarette staring at
yeah.
you.
Yeah, pretty much. No, it's like I'm watching fucking, you know, Mythbusters or How Stuff Works, and the cat just like attacks my knees, just scratches the shit out of them.
Sounds
it's
cool.
Sick. Yeah. Shout out to Sylvie.
Shout out
worst
to Sylvie.
Cat.
Sylvie sounds like a huge bee.
Yeah.
Well, also shout out. So the name of this club, if anyone wants to go, I want to know, like, I need more details about this.
Yeah.
It's called Mokai Club. It's in Miami. I just want, like, who owns this horse? Like, how did it get in?
They probably rented the horse.
They rented the horse.
Yeah.
Where is it shitting?
It's also Miami. Is that a big horse?
That doesn't seem like a big horse town.
Yeah.
There's like Florida, though. If you go like 20 minutes outside, there's probably
yeah,
like
I
enough,
guess.
You know.
And they probably have the same type of horse people that Texas does. Fucking maybe. Weirdos.
I mean, did they send someone to go pick up the horse?
Yeah. I mean, it must have been a big rush. Fucking order, I would guess, to trigger the horse.
Do you think the bottle service waitress volunteered to ride the horse or like drew the short straw?
If she's...
That's a good question.
If she's riding... the horse bareback, she knows how to ride a horse.
So she was just like, oh, it'll be fine. But
I think she had to.
If you know how to ride a horse, aren't you also like, this horse is going to freak the fuck out and throw me off?
You know what horses love?
You'd think so.
Flash photography in the dark.
Yeah.
Also a lot of noise.
Yeah.
People screaming.
The one thing you truly hope for is that every time the hoof, you know, there's like light up squares like Boogie Nights.
It's part of like a whole... Yeah, I mean, the horse is like the just Miami trying to be more over the top than Vegas, probably. That's what it feels like. Because, you know, like, it's like the equivalent of like you have
like a disco.
Like places in San Tropez have like the little person who like sabers the top of the champagne bottle off and like that, all that, like for like when rich people order like fancy stuff.
I have a theory about this. I think what happened, because this was on like last week's episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. They had a fake horse that they, a fake white horse that they would like do their runway on. They would emerge on this horse and then get off and do the runway. I feel like some enterprising club promoter
could
was
be.
Like, that looked really cool. And it was like a Studio 54 like disco thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, hey, that looked cool. Let's do that with a real horse. So an animal I clearly have never come into contact with ever.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker!
So folks, we're in New Zealand. Somebody's drunk there. Who would have thunk it? So what happened is that John Owen Casford, because they're just doxing the shit out of this guy, 23, he snuck in through the gates at Wellington Zoo and proceeded to cut through two padlocks to enter the squirrel monkey enclosure. Casper's intention was to steal a monkey for his girlfriend, which, what a gift. There's no way. He wasn't like, hey, babe, what do you want this year? And she's like, monkey. Get a monkey.
Yeah. Hey, here's this weird sort of human, like 60% human behavior-wise thing that you can...
That live a pretty long time and like...
They're strong.
Speaking
dude.
Of projectile turds.
Sometimes they're strong, and if they get mad, you won't be able to stop them from whatever they're doing.
They shriek. They're loud.
That being said, send us a chimp.
Constantly,
I would love a chimp.
Constantly jacking off. So basically, it's another me, baby. It's what I'm saying.
Luke gets a chimp sent to this podcast as the guest from this specific week.
Send us one, and then we'll, you know, they'll get it sometimes, and I'll get it most of the time.
Stand in New York, care of Luke custody. Monis.
Yeah.
And it's like, is that a live chimp in there?
Yeah. A fully grown adult. It's 24 years old.
Do we have anybody who listens in China? We know there's no laws out there, so feel free, you know, send whatever you want.
Yeah. So this guy goes into the it's squirrel monkeys, so I'm getting confused by that. Goes in the squirrel monkey enclosure to steal a squirrel monkey for his girlfriend. However, that's not what happened. What happened was that the monkeys beat the shit out of him, and then he got arrested.
It started with the first monkey pulled a switchblade.
Yeah.
Sure you want to do this, Ace?
Get him!
It's like, you lost, man?
Yeah.
The lead monkey wearing a leather jacket.
That's right.
Six of them. So, he goes in there. He got a broken leg, two broken teeth, a sprained ankle, and multiple bruises.
Wait, that's so funny that they weren't, like, laceration injuries, that they were legs.
No, they truly, like, wailed on him. Like, he was descended upon by a pack of monkeys.
I was expecting, like, they tear your skin off, but the fact that they broke his leg is so funny.
Yeah, in a submission hold. They put him in a fucking
these monkeys
bar.
Know Krav Maga.
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga.
You gotta know Krav Maga, the Israeli country singer. this dude's like
Krav Maga.
Yeah,
struggling to get off the couch to fight an intruder.
Make Krav Maga again. Yes.
So throwing something, elbowing your TV because they're kneeling during the national anthem.
Krav Maga is definitely like the most white old man of the martial arts. You know, like everyone who, a lot of the
That's
guys
what,
who
like,
do
Mossad
it.
Knows, right?
It's yes. Krav Maga. But also, it's like a lot of dads do it, you know?
Really? I feel like it's like edgy dudes. It's like dudes who have knives.
I think it's also ladies who want to beat up muggers too. There's a lot of like the anti-mugging stuff is Krav.
But a lot of the MMA guys are going to go the jiu-jitsu route. I feel like that's what they.
Cuz I think Krav Maga is like, isn't the whole thing about Krav Maga is like super real life applicable?
I believe
in
so.
In that like fucking nut grabs and stuff are like basic Krav Maga.
Yeah.
It's just like go for the eyes, go for their
just
fucking
pull off one of his ears.
Tendies.
Only takes 10 pounds of pressure.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. What are you? Oh.
Yeah. They're like, I just wanted to feel safer walking home. It's like, well, yeah. Do you know the strength that it takes to yank an eye out of the socket? It's like, can't mug you when those eyes are dangling from strings. Like, okay, I think I'm going to go get a pepper spray.
I'm going to go steal a squirrel monkey.
Yeah.
I definitely read that somewhere in like Maxim or one of those magazines when I was in high school. It was like, how to win a bar fight. It's like, sure, far away. Just rip the guy's ear off. Fight's over. It's like, I guess.
Fight's over, fellas. My ear is gone.
All right, man. You're right. It's over. I mean, you assume
you
you're going to be able to get it, like a good grip on it. You're going to have sweaty hands. He's going to be greasy, whoever he is.
Can you imagine doing that?
If you
Somebody
do it.
You want to go, buddy?
Come here.
Yank the ear off.
Give me that lobe.
It's like, this guy is fucked up. This is the most intense
It's also
guy
like,
here.
I feel like that would also be a thing that escalated it. Like, if it was a bar fight, it's a bar fight.
Yeah, then the guy
the
pulls out his
gun. The police are 100% like, if you show up, you know, if you show up and two people are like, you know, bruised up and the cops like, what happened? They're like, oh, there's just a scuffle. They walk in and I was like, what happened? It's like, well, he punched him and then that guy grabbed and ripped his ear off.
Yeah, I don't think you
can like,
do
you're
that,
going
though.
To a fucking, we're going to put you on a boat or something so you can't hurt anybody.
He goes to the raft from the Marvel comics.
Yeah.
I don't think you can rip someone's ear off with your hand.
You want to try it?
Yeah, let's check it out.
I think that you would have to hold their head like for leverage with the other hand, right? I mean, if you, I don't
think
you
no, because how far can your head go to the side?
You have to be one of those really strong, like you have to be like a CrossFit guy.
It's like that thing people always say where it's like the power that's needed to bite off a finger is the same as like biting through a carrot.
Oh wow,
Luke's learning a lot of stuff. He doesn't want to know.
Man, that I'm woken up to the world right now.
Yeah, this I feel is like what really being woke is just knowing how easy it is
like,
to remove different body parts.
Rip on here. It's like the equivalent of like trying to like break a guy's neck or something. It's like go to sleep, bitch, and you're just like ow.
Yeah.
It's like rubbing your ear. It's like, hey, come on, that's my ear.
You can't
like,
oh, you're not.
Didn't come off. Oh, okay.
Yeah, what's that? Isn't that a tweet that someone's like trying to snap their neck, but yes. I just turn their head to the side really fast?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Viney L.
Yeah, I mean, funny. Like, that's the thing about fighting is, like, I feel like if you just are a fucking psycho, like, yeah. those things are like, if you want to win, you know how you win a fight? You should be a fucking psychopath. Yeah. It's like, yeah, dude, if you're somebody who's cool, like, gouging eyes, that's probably pretty
this
effective.
This guy has less to lose than I do.
Yeah.
That's how you figure out who's going to win the fight.
Yeah, it's like that. It's just.
So what do you think about me biting your nose off?
Yeah.
Like, and then you look like that forever. It's like, oh,
yeah.
It's like, I don't care if that happens to me.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to stop this fight.
You don't even need to rip my ear off. If we got into a fight and the first thing you did was like grab my ear,
oh my
I would
God.
Just be like, what? Whoa.
What are you
like,
doing?
No. Okay. Yeah. You take whatever.
Well, that's,
like,
that's
your girlfriend like, now. I don't know what yeah. this is. It.
That's it. That's the real strategy. You just go for the ears and go like, what are you trying? You should rip my ear off? All right. I don't know what's going on here, man.
You trying to fucking rip my ear off? What is happening?
Let's just go back in the bar. It's fine.
That's
whatever.
The way like guys used to dodge the draft in Vietnam, like they'd go in front
rip
of the draft board
off?
Pretend to be crazy.
Oh,
you know?
Rip their ear off.
Oh, stuff? Rip their ear off. That's yeah. equivalent to that.
Well, that's like, what if you did both?
Shit your pants.
Okay,
shit
let's
your
say.
Pants. I knew. Well, I have a
Ted
family.
Ted Nugent, baby.
Yeah, I have a family friend who went into the draft board with peanut butter in his butt cheeks, and they were like, "Okay, are you? What do you think makes you unfit to be drafted?" And he reached into his ass and started eating the peanut butter.
Yikes.
Like, I mean, like, you're not that unfit if you can answer that as a prompt to a question, right? Like,
I mean, that's
well,
what's got to suck is
I mean,
if it doesn't
anybody,
work.
Anybody, what makes you crazy? It's yeah. like, what about this?
How about me eating my ass peanut butter?
No, I mean, the draft board thought it was poop. I mean, come on, guys. Give him
but that's also like, that's just so many people are doing this, and this draft board is just like, wow, like 50% of people are fucking crazy. I
yeah.
just think it would be even worse if you like did that. And then they're just like, all right, cool. Well, you're still in the army.
Yeah.
Now you just ate ass peanut
I mean, that wouldn't get you out of jury duty. So, you know,
I
mean, that's kind of where
I might get you out of jury duty. It's like, there's other people
know.
There.
Eating your own shit? Supposedly eating your own shit?
Get you out of jury duty?
Yeah, in front of the.
I mean, I wouldn't want that person on the jury because I'm like, you clearly don't.
Like, sir, the question was, do you think you can judge this trial fairly?
Yeah. The question was, can you eat your own shit? And does it look
no,
like
it's
Peter?
No, it's during the opening statement, and it's just a bunch of turds in an old school popcorn bucket, like the red and white vertical stripes, and you're just like staring intently and just eating turds.
Oh man, I'm just a simple country lawyer, but it's like, this is
man eating turds.
This is Manhattan Criminal Court. Why are you working here? What's happening?
That's I'm still on the ear thing. I'm still imagining, what if you rip both of them off? All right, so the fight begins. The first act of one of these people
act
is
one.
Grab both ears and fucking whap, rip them both off.
Yeah. So the guy looks like an Eiffel 65.
Yeah, it looks like
aliens.
Yeah.
Fucking I'm blue looking ass. And
if I was green, I would die.
So the fight is over because he just had his ears ripped off, and he's like, give me my ear. And then you show up at the hospital with no wounds,
right?
Except that both your ears are gone, and you have them right. like on ice. And then they're like, "What happened to you?" And you're like, "Bar fight." And you're like, "In what? Like where?
Yeah,
what?
I was good.
Yeah,
you should see the other guy. Both of his ears are ripped off.
I'm convinced that you would need a knife to do that. Still,
what, Shelby?
What
you're
are,
on
what
Reddit?
Are ears attached to? They're all cartilage. I bet you could
yeah,
make them.
Are they?
Shelby's on Reddit. He's looking it up.
Well, you ever rip your lobe? You ever rip your lobe?
No. You?
You guys
rip your lobe?
No, like you get like a little like where the lobe attaches to your head, it gets like split.
No, man,
like,
I don't do that kind of stuff.
This guy's ears coming off.
Yeah.
Ears are falling off.
Have you guys ever ripped your lobe?
Well, the question posed to Reddit.
Hello, rip your lobe.
I can't.
The question posed was, how easy is it to rip an ear
yeah,
off?
Uh-huh.
Somebody, one of the top ones is, it takes the same pressure to turn a doorknob as it does to rip an ear off.
But oh, so then, it's a turning motion? That's so much worse.
But then he kind of gives his own commentary and says, the only thing that stops us from doing it is our brain. Same as it takes the same bite force to bite a finger off as it does a carrot.
I think you wrote this.
That was Eli.
Yeah.
Eli said the
oh,
carrot.
Oh, yeah, that's
thing,
my username.
Oh, you said
it? Is it Turd Eater 43?
Yeah,
that's me.
Turdman 69.
Rat in Mouth 8.
So
my username.
So what did they put the monkeys down, or was it like, this guy deserves it because he went in the monkey cage?
What country is this in again?
New Zealand.
Ooh, interesting. I don't know
where
what their
they
animal.
Lord of the Rings.
When you hear New Zealand, you think sheep. I think it's gonna be sheep
yeah.
related.
You think sheep and rolling hills
and Andy Serkis crawling around a bunch of rocks.
in rags.
Andy Serkis controls the universe.
This is the official thing from the judge. This is like the judge's final statement in the New Zealand court system.
The judge
is
laying in an inner tube, like in The Simpsons, the prime minister. Yeah.
Should I just read it in like a southern judge voice? Or
hey,
no?
Andy!
Should I read it in a southern judge voice, even though he's from New Zealand?
I think you should read a New Zealander voice.
It's too hard.
Can I do a New Zealand? I mean, it's like
do Fly the Conchords.
Yeah, do Fly the Conchords.
It was like, wait, well, it's like, I'm all just going to
do
Australian.
Just do Southern Judge.
Like, your intention was to capture a monkey and bring it home to your girlfriend. Your attempt was not successful. I don't know what happened in this squirrel monkey enclosure. The squirrel monkeys know. You say you couldn't find them, and I don't speak squirrel. What I know is that by daybreak, all of the monkeys were distressed, two of them were injured, and you had a broken leg, two fractured teeth, a sprained ankle, and bruises on your back. You targeted a living creature. Right. This is
so did he go to jail?
Yeah, I think so.
Who wrote the dissenting opinion? That's what I want to know.
It was also really big.
You said you were, and I quote, "High as a kite."
High as a kite.
So his story was that he couldn't find it. So he was trying to save face, like the monkeys did not kick my ass. I just fell down really hard repeatedly.
Yeah. Plus he, like, when they got out. You know, he ran away or whatever. He left the enclosure door open and the monkeys didn't even leave. They were like,
can I see a picture? I want to see what the monkeys look like.
That's monkeys.
He said, I don't squeak squirrel. It's like, dude, those things
are
cute,
man.
They are cute. They're little ones. See, that's crazy because they're not that big. This isn't like a chimp.
They broke his leg.
I feel like it was a Gulliver's Travels type thing. Yeah, like they tied him down. He fell down very slowly and then they snapped his leg.
Yeah, like one monkey, like, yeah, like they hold it as two points along the leg and the monkey fucking goes, it's like a high low or like it's a snap.
Well, they're like those barrel monkeys. They got those big tails that they probably wrap around stuff.
Barrel monkey? The toys?
The toys, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They look like barrel monkeys. I mean, which is probably, I don't know.
Yeah, well, actually, no, this is...
If they are, but...
This is, like, not... What the... I don't understand New Zealand justice, because it says, following the incident, Casford was ordered to attend a restorative justice hearing.
Yeah.
Which is apparently a meeting where zookeepers told him that he traumatized the monkeys.
I mean, that means there are enough crimes in New Zealand like this that there's, like, a remedial class where he's like, so you bothered a monkey.
It's like Truth and Reconciliation after apartheid. Yeah. It's like, well, the monkeys get to say their piece, then you say your piece.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's no more punishment, and that's it. So, that's
cookies and lemonade are served.
I just love that the monkey, like, he goes in to try to steal a monkey. The monkeys fucking beat the shit out of this dude.
Yeah.
And then just, like, go back to their tree and don't even leave.
Yeah.
So they come in, and there's a monkey enclosure with the door open and a bruised and broken man just lying in the middle. Like, what happened?
What the hell happened here?
With these fancy color keys this guy's got. See these keys?
Great podcast.
Yeah. He has got fancy color keys.
One's kind of navy blue and one's pink.
Yeah, fancy key man.
Ooh, very cool. These are very spicy keys. You got to take a picture of these, put it on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that's Patreon.
Bonus content only. Just so you can
post it. Post it tonight so that. No, but actually, if you take a picture of keys, someone can copy them.
That's
no
what I was going to say, just so somebody can actually.
Really? Yeah.
Are you serious?
With yeah, you can look at the.
Theoretically.
You can look at the
I mean, who's going to hack? Nobody knows where you.
Where I live, actually, I've doxed myself several times.
Just follow the sound of the flies.
Yeah, follow the buzzing.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
We got some more cool animal talk. It's not that cool. It's pretty gross, but let's jump into it. In Florida, more Florida talk.
I'm sure you're thrilled.
Have you guys ever been there? You guys,
I thought that conversation was interesting. I feel like you're being a little horny.
I know. I'm ribbing
you.
He's
just sad he hasn't been to Florida.
I'm ribbing
you.
I went to Sarasota.
Good old ornery Eli.
Yeah, I went to Sarasota, and it was during Rumspringa, so they were like
what?
Amish women in like what they considered to be skimpy bikinis, but they were like black one pieces at the beach, and they were just like. They make that noise, just Amish people.
That's a classic Amish.
That's our mating call.
Yeah.
We can make fun of them because they won't hear this.
That's true.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, they got to, we have to, they can get the podcast, we have to send them, it's like one of those.
Nobody's going
to
at them.
It's a metal spool with like, you know, little pins sticking out, and then they run it, they crank it, and the podcast
it's
comes
like
up.
A player piano.
Yeah, yeah,
somebody's
yeah.
Like, somebody's like tomorrow, it's like, oh, love that bit about the at Amish, and it's like, ah, oh, great. Then they get it in like a letter in like a few days.
Yeah. Do you think the person who invented the player piano, I would have not told anybody, and I would have just made people think ghosts were real for a while. That's what I would have done with that. Genius. Anyways,
P.T. Barnum over here.
Who wouldn't want to be a circus man?
Yeah.
That sounds awesome. So anyways, in Florida, they have a big problem with iguanas. They're kind of running rampant, becoming invasive pests. So they need to get rid of them. And they started a $63,000 research project to devise new and effective ways of pruning back the skyrocketing iguana population.
Damn.
And what this $63,000 has netted them is smashing their heads. They just whip them against a wall. And you know what? I'm glad the scientists got on that.
Do they do it in front of the other ones to show them?
Yeah.
This is you next. Get out of here.
Get out of town.
No, they line up like a huge group of iguanas, and they smash one on a podium in front of everybody.
There's three iguanas, an iguana family, and they have to pick two of their family members to die.
Yeah. It's like it's an very Aztec, messed up. It's yeah. an Aztec human sacrifice, but of iguanas.
Yeah,
they have to play that like proto-soccer game. Hi-Li?
Yeah, they're playing Hi-Li with iguana heads.
God is not here today, iguana. You must pick two family members to die.
Yeah. here goes. All right. So it's a 15 member, and God bless these scientists because they're like really trying to make it sound like it's not what they're doing. But so they do have it. They are using basically the No Country for Old Men, like cattle gun, bolt gun, you know, like they have that, but I guess they don't have enough or whatever. Like, I guess like maybe one of them gets the bolt gun every day and the rest just have to just rock it up. And then they try to make it sound scientific. It's like a 15-member team from the University of Florida is using a tool called a captive bolt gun that sends a bolt into the brain, similar to what is used in the livestock industry. They're also smashing the creature's heads against solid objects, including a truck and a boat.
Like, what?
They're like,
do you think they tested which objects smash the heads the best?
Yeah, they're like, it's trucks and boats.
It's like, I love the idea of it being a boat because that's like you christen a boat with a bottle of champagne. Yeah, exactly. You just do with an iguana head.
I'm just imagining somebody hanging off a truck like a garbage man, just like scooping iguanas off the ground, like whap, and just throwing them in the back.
Yeah. All right. So are they deputizing like local teenagers as scientists? Yeah. Because what is this them against vehicles?
What is even wrong with having iguanas?
Yeah. Whose vehicles are they?
We've found that the most effective way to prune the iguana population is to stick cherry bombs up their asshole and blow them up.
They're
quick and
they're
painless.
Messing with the ecosystem, which is fine. How are they catching them?
Iguanas aren't fast.
I assume they can be pretty fast if they think they're going to get killed.
I think they can go fast.
They're not that fast?
How fast are they?
Well, they're...
Shelby, how fast is an iguana?
Can we make a video of an iguana?
They also like, but they're
just give
cold,
us like a Wikipedia. How fast is an iguana?
They're cold blooded, so they're naturally
sun on the rocks and stuff.
Yeah, but they're like cold blooded animals
they
are naturally
on, like your best friend, the rock. Well, guess what? Now he's your enemy.
The rocks have turned against us.
How could he do this to me? We were brothers.
Yeah, there'd be like somebody coming into my house and like smashing my head against a bedpost.
Pretty fucking fast, 21 miles an hour.
That's fast.
Top speed. A human can go like 27 miles an hour.
Yeah, the fastest human.
Usain Bolt could catch them.
I could catch a fucking iguana, dude. I can absolutely. Yeah, if
send
like
Eli
scrambling.
Down there. Let him have his Florida vacation. He can come back and talk to us about Florida.
Have you ever seen an iguana? They're not like aware creatures.
That's like a sub 3-minute mile. They move.
Sub 3-minute. What do you put an iguana on a goddamn? Look at him. Look at him go. I really couldn't fucking snag that boy. He's waddling like a damn. Come on. This is crazy. I could catch an iguana no problem. And they're in a truck and a boat. That's a. At this point, I really don't. It feels like if they're going to pick up
let
an iguana.
Go! Watch this.
We're watching.
Look how fast this guy goes.
They have quick burst speed.
Okay, yeah, he's fast.
You'd have to run a full...
If he doesn't want to be caught, you're not catching him.
Yeah, but I don't know if they even know that they're predators until you get fucking smacked. Too late.
And they can run on water, buddy. So
they can't run on water. That's a different lizard.
I think we're about to see.
That's a different ass lizard, dude.
Pretty sure they can run on water.
Well, you stop before the water.
No YouTube video has ever lied in the description. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure eventually we're going to get to
this
what we
guy
need.
Definitely positively identified this as an iguana using all single. I know there's the water running lizards.
It looks to me like an iguana.
No lizard expert.
Well, you know, he's running on water.
I knew that he's one of the water runner lizards. This is.
Now he's in the water. He maybe didn't think that went through too much.
Now he's just watching us get so. All right. I was going to say, though, before we got in this long tangent about how fast iguanas are and whether I could catch one,
you got to bend all the way over. Your lower back is going to be killing you. Man.
Yeah, that'll probably be the hardest part is bending over. Anyways, but it's like also, if you're going to drive around in a truck and smash iguanas against your truck, it feels like cut out the middleman, just start running over iguanas in a truck. Like, that's more efficient.
Yeah,
right?
It just sounds like they're like, we've discovered the most efficient way to kill iguanas is to kill them.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like you pull off all their limbs individually.
No.
Yeah, it's a,
you waterboard them to get them to leave.
Most of what we're doing is blunt force trauma, said Jenny Ketterlin, a wildlife biologist and research coordinator with UF. Yeah, you really need a wildlife biologist. And then she
dude,
explains
dude, I bet her
further,
Tinder dates are nuts.
She even explains hitting their head very hard against a solid object. But yeah, we've seen SVU. We know what blunt force trauma is.
I pitched my Iguana Iron Maiden, but it cost $66,000, so
we understand. We were using a rack, but then we just ended up with a bunch of very long iguanas. It was terrible. Sure. Yeah, they say this stuff like destroying their brains quickly is the most humane way to kill them, she said. But it's like, is it? Like, you don't know. I feel like.
Yeah, well, if you kill the brain, there's no more pain signals
yeah, no,
being sent.
Yeah, I agree with that,
but your last seconds are getting whipped against a boat. Like,
I agree that's the most humane way to kill it. I don't agree that we needed a $63,000 study to conclude that.
Yeah, I mean,
just
I
get
feel
rid
like
of them.
Just put them on a big, like, cube and fill it with, like, helium or whatever, and they're just.
Gas them to death.
Ah, the classic strategy, the helium cube.
Yeah. Look,
you guys know that famous...
Did I accidentally advocate for literally an iguana holocaust? Yes. But I didn't mean to do that.
I'll tell you how you deal with this iguana problem. You put them all in this helium cube. And it just floats their corpses away after they suffocate.
Yeah, time
that's
to
how they did it in the Middle
him.
Ages.
Yeah,
the helium cube. We all know from history.
Just take
helium
all the iguanas.
Cube? Hang on.
Look, just here's take all the iguanas, tie them to weather balloons, and it will solve the problem for a day or two.
Yeah.
And then the most terrible rain of ever.
People will be very angry at what results.
The worst.
Ah, can you imagine though? Because like they would, you know, be pushed by the wind. And like, so in some neighboring town that didn't have this problem, like maybe like even a state over, somebody would be like, is that an iguana tied to a balloon? Oh my God. Just like a
hundreds
of descending iguanas on balloons.
You don't see that every day. Oh yeah. No.
What do you like, sue the other town for floating all their iguanas away?
Well, I think this happened in Springfield. I think they had some kind of like issue with like, I think they were iguanas, then they dispatched birds to kill the iguanas, then snakes to kill the birds, then gorillas to kill the snakes. And it's like, what about the gorillas? Like, oh, it'll be a cold snap. We'll get rid of those. Yeah. So, I think trying to engineer other wildlife might not be. I think helium cube is probably the way to go if we're really going to be serious.
$63,000, yeah. In my opinion.
For
give
real.
Your
give
money
me an insane
Eli.
Amount of money, and I would... I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to help or hurt the world, but I tell you, it's going to be a good time.
It's going to look
gonna
pretty
be a
cool.
good time for everybody involved.
So what you do is you get the helium cube, you get it floating in the air, and you get it over the
floating
ocean.
Floating is irrelevant to the helium cube plan.
And then you shoot a flaming arrow at it so it blows up.
Yeah.
That also would work.
It would work, and it would be entertainment for the whole town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like fireworks, iguana, and then everything gets littered with blown up iguana parts.
Yeah, you got a lot of optionality here. Okay, there's a lot of ins, a lot of outs. But the important thing is that we're here for you, the state of Florida. I'm not sure exactly which entity is.
Over a 3-month span, the team has killed nearly 250 iguanas. I feel like that's not even that many.
That's not that many.
That's not.
That's okay.
It makes you wonder how much either they're very ineffective or this infestation is overblown.
That's...
You know what? Maybe they're faster than I thought.
Let me. I just want
to
know
to concede
dollar amounts. So they killed how many iguanas?
250.
Okay, they got $63,000. They killed 250 iguanas.
Are you going to count out per head?
All right, yes. This is how Kath suddenly backs into becoming a libertarian. It's like, this is what we're using our taxes for.
Do... Oh, wait. Never mind. I thought that they were saying they tried helium, but it was a different word.
That is $252 per dead iguana.
Look, that's not a great price.
This is crazy. I can't believe that this is like acceptable.
Isn't there like a Quint guy, like a Jaws guy, who's like, you want dead iguanas?
Yeah. Listen to all this stuff they tried.
You know what I do for a living?
I smash iguanas against the side of a boat.
Yeah. Cut them up. Yeah. It's like he's like the Dalton from Roadhouse of iguana killing.
Yeah.
That's Dalton.
Okay, our Roadhouse reference in for the week.
The
world
Dalton.
Of Roadhouse is unbelievable. Yeah. Just a guy that is known like across state lines for being an excellent bouncer is so great. Other extermination techniques.
Roadhouse, check it out.
Yeah, give it a shot. Other extermination techniques have been rejected because they're deemed unsafe, inefficient, unproven, or even crueler than brain bashing. So I'm glad they've at least given up on the blunt force trauma thing. They're like brain bashing.
That's a good, nice little alliteration.
So they're like, they didn't, the first is like getting them put down, like veterinarian style. And that sounds pretty scientific. And then they go, freezing iguanas used to be considered okay. Okay, but research suggests it creates painful ice crystals in their brains.
Ooh.
How is freezing ever considered a humane way to kill something?
Also, how efficient is freezing iguanas in Florida? That does not seem like the best.
The electricity bill just...
It's just like the iguana's like trying to run away, and it's like Terminator 2 where it just like freezes up like...
Yeah.
And then you smash its head off.
Yeah, yeah.
It's actually, that's Demolition Man, actually. That's not...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then decapitation has likewise been rejected, as awareness can persist for upwards of a full minute after an iguana's head has been chopped
off. Everyone's getting carpal tunnel from all the little guillotines, too. It's exactly
Yeah. Not
hey,
worth it.
Sorry, pal. It's like squirming. You're like, hey, I gotta do this. Sorry.
Joe Wasilewski, an iguana expert. Great line.
Yep.
Wish it was in every article.